Okay, today is Bechoros Daf Samach, the second to last Daf here in Maseches Bechoros, and we are on Nun Tes Mabez, as we continue with Omar Rava. So yesterday's Daf got us into the sugya of Minyan Haraui Poter, which means that not only does the Miser give a status to the tenth animal, but it also gives a certain status, so to speak, to all the animals in the count, as the Mishnah described on Nun Ches Mabez, the exact way that we do Maiser L'Chadchila. We mentioned that there are other ways, but the Evid, if we just take 10 out of 100, 10%, but the way that the Torah wants us to do it is to have the animals go out of a little Pesach and then mark it with a Sikra and say, Hareza Maiser. But we mentioned that as long as the minyan took place properly, then the animals that went out that had a minyan that could potentially make them niftar from the chiyuv, there'll be another animal that'll be labeled as meiser, so that is good enough. That is good enough. They already have the status as a counted animal. And as long as they have a status as a counted animal, that is poter them, right? As long as, again, there was potential for there to be another animal that was meiser. There was never a potential for this to be accounting within the meiser number, so then that wouldn't be true. So that's what the sugi that we're in, minyan haroi poter. So we continue, va'amar rava, about six lines up from the bottom on Nun Tes Amid Beis. Says the Gemara of Amar Rava, Hayu lo, and we had similar cases on this whole Amud. Hayu lo, chamisha aser tzlaim. Somebody has 15 sheep. So 15 sheep, so obviously only have 10 that are going to be subject to the meiser count, and the other 5 are going to be out of it. So what does one do? Lo yomar, a person should not say, ever asara v'achnisam ladir, let me take 10 of them, I'll put them into the field, into the area in order to go out the gate, and the other 5 I'll just leave here. V'atomehem echod v'ashar peturin, and the other 5 will be pater, because they won't be in the goren, they won't be in the section where I've taken animals out from. Ella, what do I have to do? I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't just leave 5 separate. Ella, konsan ladir, umotzi asara, I have to put all of them into the deer, and then let 10 go through the gate, v'notel mehem echad, and then one of the 10, obviously the 10th one will be my serva, shar mitzar for the goren acher, the other 5 that went in will go to another goren, meaning they're in the parsha of my ser. You have to at least be in the meiser count potential in order to be considered this goren, this time period, as we had in the previous dafim. And then you could use the other 5 for a goren acher. Again, the 5 that are left were never counted. So they're not in the minyan haroi poter. They were never counted. So they are left if there will be another 5 at some point, so then they'll be able to be mitzarif. Remember that before and after a goren, we mentioned before, they are mitzarif to each other. Before and after a different year, chadash ala yash, yash ala chadash, that's not mitzarif. But gorens, those are times midrabanan, that the rabbanan said one should be ma'aser at this time. But if from before and after, one would be able to be mitzarif. So that's what Rashi says. Also here, if you look at the Rashi and the Ksav Yad, you know, you have to take them all in order to do what's appropriate. Lo yomer ever asara, ever lav mishum kushim v'shveinim. Rashi points out the reason that you're doing this is not because you want to take out the weak ones and let those potentially become the meiser. No, you're not trying to get out of anything here. Ela etol yud mehem v'achnisim ladir v'etol achad v'yasiri. I'm just going to take, I don't have to schlep all 15 of them into a field. I'll just take 10 of them. So no, that's not what's allowed. The lo hayatzir if lo kavata is managorin, because then it wouldn't be the goren that was nikva at this time, and you want the goren to be nikva in order, as we said, for you to then be able to take some and use some and have some without meiser. As we mentioned before, once the goren comes, you're not allowed to take part and consume the animals unless the meiser is done. So if you want to get them all to be nikvah in this goren, so you have to put them all in. Good. And the Gemara continues, Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa also says the exact same halacha. Hayu lo chamisha asar tzlaim, lo yomar ever asar v'etal echad mehem b'ashar peturin. Don't say, I'm only going to put 10 in, I'll konsum l'dir, umotzi asara, v'rotu mehen echad, v'ashar v'sar v'l'goran acher. Same exact halacha as we just saw in Rava, in the Brisa. You have to put them all in. Says the Gemara, 1 second, we have a Brisa, v'atanya, tisha asar tzlaim, if somebody has 19 sheep. Lo yomar evrar asara. Ve'tomehen echad v'ashar peturin. Don't say, let me just take 10 of them, put them in, and the rest will be pater. Ela konsan ladir, all of them. Umotzi asara, v'notal echamehen v'ashar peturin. Peturin, that's a stira. What do you mean? We said before that the shar, the ones that are left in the gate, should be misarf l'goran acher. And here we say they're pater. What do you mean pater? They weren't counted. They didn't have a minyan haroi, right? You put them in. So the Gemara answers, Tirgama Rafuna Barschora Kame de Rava. So Rafuna Barschora said in the name of Rava, Bir Rigla on the Regel, on the Shabbos before the Regel, when they darshan the halachas of the Regel. I guess this is considered part of the halachas of the Regel. But Dir Sheish Loshne Psacha Maskinan. No, maybe the case is that your putter is a case where there are two openings to this deer. They all had a minion. Nine went from each one. Now there's one little guy that's left inside. Nine went from one door, not from the other door. So when those nine went out respectively, each one, both sets were potentially in a meiser line. So each one is considered minyan haroi. Teheichad chazi lahacha ulahacha. Right, that one is potential, and that's the case of the brisa that says that the other nine are subject to the ptur because they were in the minyan. They were in the minyan haroi. Good. The Shabbos before the regel, right? This is right before the regel. We know there's a big sugya about studying halachas before the regel or on the regel. It starts off with the stira in the Gemara Maseches Megillah, right? One Gemara says that one is supposed to study the laws of Yantif 30 days before the Chag. It is before, Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag. And that's even the basis for certain halachas in terms of Bedikas Chametz. But, of course, remember the Gemara at the end of Megillah, the last Gemara in Megillah, by Dabar Shem Moshe Lemar, right? And Moshe is supposed to tell over the laws of the Regel on the Regel, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was Besakein, Hilchas Chag B'Chag, Hilchas Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach, right? So, ask the Rishonim, right, well, how do you put it together? How do you put together whether it's supposed to be 30 days before or on the day of? So all the Rishonim, and it's summarized by the poskim in the beginning of Tav Chav Tes, the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, which is the first set of laws of Yantif that is discussed in Aruch Chaim. That's why it's there, right? Because it's, right, up until that point, it was all about Shabbos, as we know, in Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sholem Hilchos Pesach, Chodem HaPesach, Shloshim Yom. According to the Gemara, you have to study Hilchos Pesach for 30 days before Pesach. So the tour and the later poskim wonder, how does this fit in? How does this fit in with the Memra at the end of Maseches Megillah? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha summarize. I'll read it from there today. Shari Moshe, Omei B'Pesach Rishon Vatzir, Kol Hilchos Pesach Sheini. That's where the 30 days comes from. V'hu Adin B'Shar Yamim Tovim Nami. Also other Yamim Tovim. Dorshin kodem lachin shloshim yom beil chosayim. That's quoted from Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Megillah and others, right? V'chein and the Sharatzian quotes. V'chein ochichu hamagen Avram va'agra mi b'choros daf nun ches. From b'choros daf nun ches. What does it say here? It says it's the right. It's the Shabbos of the Regel, right? Which this is talking about things beforehand. And is this Pesach? Right, it doesn't say that this is, I'm saying we had before, I mean, right, Dafur Ches, where we had earlier, the Raya. Okay, good. I'm sorry, I got, that was the Raya from before, and we mentioned a couple of days ago. V'yayb, he says, V'u'adim b'shar yom tovim nami, v'ayibivir agrusha daito to batzer asagi miyom echad besivir. If you look in the Gra, here, Shavuos is different. Shavuos could be, one day. Why? There's not as many halachos that have to be learned. That's how the Gra potentially answers the Stira. 30 days before is by Pesach and by Sukkot. And by Shavuos, you know, which is just general Yontif laws, so then one wouldn't need to do it. Then he quotes here in the Sharatzion, the Graz Raya, Hanim Shun to Bishas, if you look in Brachis, Mashbat Loha Yurginless Kavitsa Hamon Lefne Kol Regal Veregal, Lejosh Lefneim Behilchos Shavagal, Rak Shtei Pa'amim. Different Girsos. But there are Gemaras in Brachas that seem, Girsos in Brachas, that maybe only twice. So what would be the twice? Pesach and Sukkot. That would be the twice. V'yalkarchal t'samcho bazeh al das ben azay ayin sham. But that's one way to get out of the stira, right? Pesach and Sukkot versus Shavuos. But again, the language of the Gemara at the end of Megillah is all of them. Hilchas chag b'chag and hilchas zeh b'zeh. So other achronim and poskim give other suggestions. Maybe there's a difference between halacha and agada. All the beforehand, 30 days before, and that's the halacha. You have to know the halacha in order to get ready. On the day of, that's agada. That's Agada, and the messages and the hashkafa of the of the time. The Ran has a big limit on the halacha of Shloshim Yom Lefnei, where the Bir Halacha has a discussion of this Ran, the Bir Ran beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where the Ran says, Shoal and Vedarshan, Bilchas HaChag, Shloshim Yom Lefnei, that does not mean a real chiyuv to start learning, but all it means is that if there are two Talmidim that come to ask a question, at the same time, answer the one about Pesach, because now it's Shoal Ke'inyan. Now it's considered a relevant question asked timely. It's a timely question. But if somebody comes 2 weeks before Pesach, one asks a Pesach question, and one asks a Sukkot question, ask the Pesach one first, because that's considered a timely question. So really, according to the Ran, there is no halacha of Shloshim Yom Lefnei, right? Which others ask that it sounds like from the way the Gemara uses that principle that there is a lot more. It's not just a question of Shoal Kenyan. There's a lot more about the substance of the Yontif coming a month before in certain statuses are created, as we mentioned, regarding Chametz. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the Ran is not a Das Yachid. Das Aran Varashmi Yachid Demeim. The Ran is with him, but it's against most other Rishonim. And that's what he discusses. Either way, this is the beginning of Siman Tav Chav Tes. Regarding Shoal Kenyan, we'd like to quote that Shita of Rebbe Meir in the Tosefta in the 7th Parak of Sanhedrin, where these halachas are brought about questions of Shoal Kenyan, Shoal Kenyan. So the Brisa in the Tosefta says there, if a Talmud asks a question to a Rav that's not Kenyan, right, it's 5 minutes before Tisha B'Av, and he asks a question about Rosh Hashanah. Right, so the first opinion in the Tosefta says he has to apologize and say Shoal Kenyan Sha'alti. Right, you know, maybe he has to prepare, maybe if he would say, can I ask you a question that is not relevant right now? But maybe he didn't, maybe he just asked the Kashi, put the Rebbe on the spot. So he has to apologize, Shoal Kenyan Sha'alti. And I think the Chachamim answer and say, no, he doesn't have to. The Chachamim Omrim, why? Kolatar Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah is somewhat related. All of Torah is looked at as one unit, and therefore there is a Shoal Kenyan, but there's not really a Shoal Kenyan. And therefore, he wouldn't have to apologize because it's all related. And the Chazal that is quoted to bolster this sometimes, or Shechter likes to quote this Gemara in the Maseches Sukkah, that how do you know that you have to hold the Dalet Minim straight up as it grows? Because of Azei Shitim Omdim. Because the boards of the Mishkan stood up straight. What's the connection between the boards of the Mishkan standing up straight and my shaking a lulav and esrog? What do the two have to do with each other? The answer is, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. Because all of Torah is one unit, and therefore we can compare the two. The Gemara does sometimes say that there are limitations even within. Mamona mi isura lo yafinan. Mamona mi knasa lo yafinan. Kan isur kan mamon. So there are chilukim within this larger rubric of Torah, as we just mentioned, but in a certain larger sense, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad, maybe connects to the Kabbalistic idea of the Ramban and the Hakdama of Kol HaTorah Kula Shmos HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is looked at as one big unit, and therefore we can learn one to the other. That's the concept of Gzeira Shava, that's the concept of Mamatzinus, by the fact that the Torah is all one unit. But either way, that's related to the discussion here, that Rav Huna Bar Zchara gave this answer on the Regel, on the Shabbos before the Regel, and we just studied and learned 30 days before versus the day of, how did the Rishonim answer that stira? Good, so back to the context. So the Rav Huna Bar Zchara answered that the Braisa that says that the other animals are putter, even though they didn't go through, they did go through. They did go through, they went through, 9 went through this door, 1 went through that door, so whichever 9 are not used, they're all potter. They're all potter because they all had a minyan apotah. Says the Gemara, I have another answer that you could have said. Velishti lei, why didn't Rav Huna Bar Zchara say, this is the pshat of the Braisa. Kigon shemana tisha. What happens? He counted 9. Right? Why are we suggesting something else? Maybe because it doesn't sound like they all were counted through. It doesn't sound like they all went out all different doors. So maybe there's another suggestion. Says the Gemara as follows. Maybe, Shemana Tisha, he did 9, Vechimata Asara, but then he messed up. Purpose, on by accident. When he got to number 10, he started counting again. He did 9, and then when he got to number 10, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, and by the time he got to 9, so that's 18, so there's 1 left. So then, the last one is the 10th. Is the 10th of what? The first 9, the second 9, maybe potentially either one. That's why all of them are putter. Again, v'chimata asara karichad meresha. When he got to number 10, he started again by mistake. Maybe he thought he already said 10. So that's why he started number 10, he called number 1. So wouldn't that also be a situation where you would pater all of them? Pater all of them? That's the Rashi. The next Rashi. Right, it's the same kind of suggestion, but instead of animals going out different doors, same door, but you got mixed up with the count. Answer, kasavar asiri me'elav kadosh. Right, once you have a number 10 that goes out, even if you don't label it as number 10, he's somewhat miser. You counted 9, so it's automatically the next one is going to be 10. And therefore, the 9 that you did after the 10 are not going to be niftar, because that was not a minyan haroi, right? You've already had. We're going to have in the Mishnah, in a couple of minutes, if number 10 was number 10, then everything afterwards is out of the world of Meiser. It's not niftar. So here too, once you do 9, say if you have 9 that went out one door and 9 that went out the other door, you know, they just went out, you didn't count them and label them. So that's not gonna be like the number 10 didn't go out this door. So that's why it's not gonna be automatic. It's not me'elav kadosh. They went out different doors. But here, where it's gonna go out the same door, asiri me'elav kadosh. The Chazon Ish in Chav Zayin Vav here in Becharos discusses how does it work that if you did 9 and then you did another 9 and the last one, number 10, that could be potentially work for both, for either one. So how exactly does that work? So Yesh La'ayin asked the Chazon Ish, Im daito la'asos asiri l'minyan sheni, Im kein hare mafsik b'mezid minyan rishon. Okay, agavna lo mahani minyan haroi, k'mo shekazavti la'el. If your das is to make 10 for the minyan sheni, then what happens? You were counting ma'aser, now you're all of a sudden you're a mafsik? Right, we said it. Maybe you it was by accident. But he's saying if you did it on purpose, then it's like a hefsek in the middle. V'yesh lomar she'ein daito achshav klum v'hadavar yuchrak shiagia la'asiri. He counted 9, and he's going to figure it out. V'afilu im yachshav al echa min aminyanim lav klumu shari yachol l'shanos mimashach hashav u'memela chashivi travayu minyan haroi. He said this flexibility. Even if it's a hefsek, I'm going to count 9 animals. You know what? I'm going to start another count. I'm going to do another 9, and I'll figure it out then afterwards. That could work. That could work. We don't say, at least in the Havamina. That could work, and the number 10 at the end could be for either one, whichever one I decide. That was the Havamina. But again, the answer is Me'elav Kadosh. So that's why we didn't have that suggestion. Velishni le, another suggestion, number 3. Velishni le kagon demanon zugos zugos. Maybe the case is where you counted them, they went out in pairs. And if they went out in pairs, maybe that's how. Again, we're trying to explain the Brisa that says that if you had 19 and 9 went out, so then the other 9 are also putter. Right, that's the Brisa we're trying to figure out. So maybe the case is, and we said, what was the maskana? 9 went out one door, 9 went out the other door, and the one that's left. That's where they're all part of Minyan Aroi. So Gemara is saying, no, maybe the case is where you took the first 18 and you put them out in 9 pairs. So that's the case where they were both niftar b'minyan haroi. They all were in the minyan because they all went out. Right? Zugos, zugos. So the Gemara says, well, maybe this price is not according to that opinion. That doesn't work. Doesn't work. You put out 2 as 1 pair, it counts as 2, not 1. Kasavar asiri l'minyan b'yemusu kadosh. You go by the actual number of animals, not what you counted, as we'll see in Machlokas by the Shem in a few minutes. And therefore, that's not going to work. In that case, after you got to the 5th pair, which is the 10th animal, all the other ones are not niftar, because they're not called as part of the minyan. So we had 2 suggestions, and they were rejected. So we go back to the original suggestion that Rav Huna bar Schora gave at the regel to explain the shita. And Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak adds, Zakai imed Rav Huna bar Schora, the mother of Huna bar Schora has a lot of merit. Why? Deshani lei shmeitzah berigla kishmeitzay. Because her son, Rav Huna bar Schora, gave a pshat at the regel in front of everybody to explain Rava based on Rava's own shita. Right, and that Rava says, minyan haroi is poter, and this both had minyan, they were 2 minyan haroi's because they went out the different doors, and therefore, Baruch Hashem, right, she is zocha. Again, often we give praises to people based on praising their parents. Right, based on praising their parents. Remember the Gemara in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara in Maseches Yuma discusses that when our goal in life is to of Avas Hashem. It's one of the mitzvahs tmidios. But on a deeper level, the Gemara says that Avas Hashem is not just Avas Hashem, is about causing Avas Hashem. Like the Gemara says, V'yahavta Hashem alokecha, she'heim shem shamayim mis'ahev al yadcha. Right, the Hashem's name should be beloved to others through you. And what's the language of the Gemara there? In Yuma, Daf Peivav, V'adah Hashem Hashem Elokecha, She'ishem Shemayim Mis'ahev Al Yadcha, She'ikorei V'shone, U'mishamish Tamid HaChachamim, V'yemaso Matano B'nachas Mabrios. Everything should be good. You should act nicely. You have a nice chevra. Ma HaBrios Omros Alav. Right? See, what did Brios say about you? It's interesting. The Chazal often say, you're amazing. Ashrei Aviv Shalimdo Torah. Ashrei Rabo Shalimdo Torah. The praise is on the parents. Praise is on the parents when there's somebody who's amazing. It's on the parents because we assume that's the... Are there exceptions to the rule that sometimes parents don't do their job and the child becomes amazing? And even if parents do their job, Rachmana Litzlan, sometimes it's out of their control and things happen out of their control. But often in Chazal we have the complement of Ashrei Aviv, Ashrei Rabo. Maybe it's a kind of a... Say Zuchuyos, Miksa Shvacho Lefanav. You're gonna tell the parents how great the child is, right? Not the child himself. Oilo Labriya Shalolim Dotora, Ploni Shalim Dotora, Ru, Kamanoim, Drachav, Kamam Sukhan and Masav, Vikulu Nikidius. Avomisha Kori Vishono, Mishamat Khacham, Vein Maso Matana Brios, Vein Di Rabanachas Mabrios. Right, if we learn a lot of Torah and then we do not act properly, right? It doesn't say somebody doesn't learn. Somebody who learns a lot. But he doesn't act nicely with Abrios. Ma Abrios Omer Salav, Oilo Leploni, Shalom HaTorah, Oilo LeAviv, Shalim Do Torah, Oilo LeRabo, Shalim Do Torah. You taught him Torah and look what he acts like. So again, that's in the formulation of the parents. But again, we know parents have a tremendous responsibility from a young age and to an old age. Right? You know this from young to old. How do you know from a young age? You know that Chazal, beginning of Maseches Chagiga, that one of the Tanoims, that their mothers brought their crib into the Beis Medrash. Yerushalmi, I think, says that the crib into the Beis Medrash, they never understood. But you notice that Chinuch starts at a very young age. That's what that Yerushalmi reflects. And then on the other end, Chinuch never ends for a parent. One of the Pshatim of Bikish Yaakov Leshi Vishalva. Okay, now they're teenage boys, they're the Shiftei Ka, we don't have to worry any. No, this Chinuch never ends. Chinuch never ends. Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed is already still giving Chinuch and telling the Shvatim. Doesn't matter at what age, from being a baby all the way, you know, to 120. The mitzvah of Chinuch on a parent is something that goes for a lifetime, and that is what is reflected by stories, and that is why they get a lot of the credit, and that's what Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says here. Zakai, the mother of Hunah Bar Zichra, was Zochev in order to have her son give such a pshat. The Chashuk Echemet here discusses a case of a father-son relationship, right, which is mostly discussed in Maseches Kiddushin, but he discusses that there is a son who is a Yushtam al Chacham. He goes all over to give Shiurim, and he has drivers. He has drivers to take him to all the shiurim because he's not going to drive. Could the father be a driver for the son? Is that appropriate for a father to be the shamish of the son, who's the gadol hador, right? So it's going to be obviously discussed in kiddushin about a father. A parent could be mochel on the kavod. It's not like a melech. Melech shalachal kvodo ain't kvodo machol. Tamar chacham should be mochel, but the tamar chacham would also be mochel on his kavod. So who should be mochel on the kavod here? Right, at the Talmud Chacham's son or the father. So he discusses various Gemaras in Kiddushin, and he says Kavod HaTorah is the greatest. So Lechora, he says, it would be able to be the father can be. That he says Yu Yan Bibechoro Staf Samach, and he quotes our Gemara, and he says that Zichsa, the mother of Rav Huna Bar Zichra, was Zochah. So this would also be a schus. This would also be a schus if the father is Mizakeh the Rabin by driving around the son. K'mochein lahatziya ben shu marbitz Torah v'kol echad hayem mispa'er beben kazeh ein lecha kibudav gadol mizeh. This is kibudav. Because everybody's going to say, as we just read some chazals, some great things about the father. V'lachein mutter. Mashen kid, he quotes other cases, maybe are not. It's an amazing nitziv. He quotes the nitziv. Never mentioned this before. The end of Noach. Then the parsha is Noach. The Nesiv says on the pasuk, "Vayikach Terach es Avram beno laleches Eretz Kanan." Terach takes his son Avram to go to Eretz Kanan. Vayikach Terach. Terach was the instigator of this trip. What's Vayikach Terach? Afagav says the Nitziv, there in the Hemek Dover. Afagav de Iker Ratzon Osa Yitzia Haisa Avram Beitz Aso, even though Avram Avinu was really the one who Hashem spoke to and wanted to go on this trip. Mikom Makom, Kivan Shaya Avram Shakua Birayonot Elokiot Ochachmos. Avram was busy philosophizing. Avram was busy, his head was in the clouds. Velo Yochol Lahanik Nesihu Obeso. He couldn't drive. You know, he was busy, you know, thinking about all these amazing heavenly things, and he's going to lead the camel and get everybody onto the camels. Al kein nimsar hanasiya la'aviv. So he said, told his father, "Can you help with the, you know, the physical stuff?" Wow. So Terach was the designated driver because Avraham Avinu was so to speak drunk on Torah, drunk on philosophy. And he wouldn't have been able to, right, it's a mucker that if somebody's, shouldn't be, listening to Ian Shear or maybe in the car where his mind's gonna be, involved in other things. You gotta focus on the road. Right? That's what the Gros says. Avram couldn't focus on the road. Right? Therefore he had someone else. He had someone else. So, v'itacheshu adim in yonenu. So to v'itachen, maybe this is a mucker that's kashur, says, Rev Zilverstein in this, case. And he says on the bottom, ulam yish lechalek. Tahasam terach lo haya nahak shel Avram Avinu, ela siya lo b'chol en yonim. Because makom kamur, yitachen shodam mutar ki yish bezak kavad la'av v'chulu. There is a mysterious story, if you remember, in the Rosh of Maseches Kedushin. Mysterious story about the Maharami Rutenberg. Maharami Rutenberg, when he became the Maharami Rutenberg, when he was coming to God Aldar, so after the time that he became the God Aldar, his father, he never saw his father. The Rosh quotes the story. Because who was going to be Mechabed who? So the father didn't want to go because he didn't want the Maharam Rutenberg to have to stand up for him because it's his father. But the Maharam Rutenberg didn't want to make his father stand up for him. So they didn't see each other. Very mysterious story about that case. Again, I don't know how much traveling was done anyway in the days of old, but either way, I'm sure there's more to that story, but just an interesting mention. But again, in general, about the father and his son servicing the father. Are there other questions in that, in the Kiddushin, the end of the first parak? But it relates a little bit to this. Zakai, the mother of Rav Huna Bar Schor. Okay, we continue. Yatsu Shneyam Ka'achas continues the Mishnah here, the last Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros. Yatsu Shneyam Ka'achas, remember, we are in the last parak, all by Maaser Behema, which started back on Daf Nun Gimel or so. It was Maaser Behema started. Yeah, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. After the eighth parak about Pidyon HaBen, after the previous six parakim about Bechor Behema Tahora, after the first parak about Petach Hamor. Okay, last Mishnah. Yatsu Shneyam Ka'achas. What if two animals went out at once? Mona, Osam, Shnaim, Shnaim, you count them as two. Count them as two. If two animals squeezed out, yes, this has to do with a little bit what we discussed earlier on Daf Yud Zayin about Efshel et Samsem, Efshel et Samsem. Can they really go out exactly at the same moment? But even if they did, the Mishnah says they should be counted as two animals. Mon on Echad, what if you counted them as one? Meaning you're counting the animals, one, two, and then seven and eight go out and you only count them as seven. So then, when you get to the next animal should be nine, you count it as eight. And the following animal should be 10, and you count it as nine. And the following animal is 11, and you count it as 10. So what's the halacha? So manan echad, shiri vasiri mikulkalin. So now 9 and 10 are mikulkal. What does that mean? Because you counted number, when the number nine went out, that's the real miser. And you didn't count it as that. But number 10, you counted as, you're 10, so it's one off. So you're messed up. So Rashi goes three different pshatim exactly. We'll go with one of the pshatim. Rashi says, second wide line, Havim Mukukalin, to the Chalalem Kedushali Karev, Elanachalim Bemuman. Both of them are not allowed to be Hukrav as Miser. Why? Because the real Miser, you counted as nine. Right? And the animal after that is not number 10. Right, so there, and you only, number 11 is only considered a shlamim if the previous one is Meiser and is Hukrav. So that's why both of them have Kedusha, because one inherently is the 10th, and one you labeled the 10th, and therefore, you have to wait till they each get a mum, and then you'd be able to, partake of them. Rashi does add and continue here for a moment. But one second. What happens usually if you mess up? If by mistake you called number 10, 9, and number 11, 10, then we say the 10th one is Karav Meiser. You don't have to wait till it gets a mum. Ha'asiri Karav Meiser. V'yachadasar Karav Shlamim. Kidila Kaman, as we're going to see. So why in this case, where you messed up with the earlier countings, do we say they're all messed up, and they're all Mikulkal? What we said before, if you've labeled 10 as 9, it is Meiser. Says Rashi, that's only if you were perfect up until that last count. So then we say the one that's really 10, that you call 9, that's Meiser and you can be Makrivit. Because it's clear, it's partly Me'el of Kadosh after the first 9 went out. But here you messed up even before that. Right? You messed up from number 6. 6, 7, the whole minion was Betos. So therefore you cannot label it as a Meiser. That's what Rashi says. Hani mili hecha de lo toala mitshiv eilach. Aval hacha kol aminyan lamala. Mitshiv dekra lishmini shvi lishvi shishi o lishvi shmini. Lo avi asiri v'achanas arkadoshim likarev ho v'tah kol kach. You messed up with the whole counting. And therefore, from the time that two went out at the same time, kol aminyan was betos, and that's why they're all mikulkal. That's the case where two went out and you got mixed up. Next, but what the case that Rashi was just referring to, kara lishvi asiri. Right, what happens if you're up to number 9, and number 9 you skipped one? You call number 9, 10. Vela asiri chi. And then you call number 10, 9. And because you like got confused. Ulachadasar asiri. So what happens? There was number 9 that you called 10. Number 10 you call 9. And number 11 you call 10. So each one of these three animals has something about number 10 with it. Right, either it was, or it was number 10, or you called it number 10. And they're all connected to each other, as we'll see. If you call number 5, 10, that's meaningless. Right, if you call number 13, 10, that's also meaningless. It has to be either the 10th, or one connected to the 10th. That's the chiddush that we're going to be marbe on Amud Beis. So in all these, shlosh dan mekudashin. They all have some level of kedusha. Hachi nechal b'mumo. Number 9 is not going to be a meiser because that's number 9, even though you called it number 10. That's going to be number 9. So nechal b'mumo, that's kedusha. You have to wait till it gets a mum. Vasiri meiser. And that one, even though you called it number 9, that's your 10th. That's your meiser. And therefore, I treat it as meiser. V'achadasar korev shlamim. And the 11th is shlamim. That's the halacha. If it's in the world, of meiser, but it's not the meiser, so then it can be hukrav as a shlamim. Ve'ose temura. But now we have a detail of machlokas. That number 11, that's hukrav shlamim, Rabbi Meir holds, could also create a temura div Rabbi Meir. Even though, what's the chiddush, as we'll see, even though this is kind of like a temura itself, and we know ein temura ose temura. Once an animal is a temura, it doesn't make another temura, right? That's the mesechta in two mesechtas, Be'ez Hashem from now. But Rabbi Meir says it's okay. It can make a temura. It's ke'ilu, it has its own kedusha. Right? It's somewhat related to the ma'aser, but it's ke'ilu, it has its own kedusha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chiyesh temura, osa temura, another sin. How is that possible? The number 11 animal, the shlamim, is itself a kind of temura. And one temura can create another temura. Meaning, temura could only flow from an original hakdasha. There's a lot of lumdis in temura. Where does the temura kedusha comes from? But this type of limit reflects that the temura mechanism is not like an original hakdasha, because ein temura ose temura. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this number 11 animal cannot create temura. Amru mishum Rabbi Meir, and they said, mishum in the name of Rabbi Meir, ilo haya temura lo haya karev. No. If it was really temura, it wouldn't be hukrav. Why? Temuras meiser is not hukrav. So this isn't really temuras meiser. So Rabbi Meir Shita is somewhere in the middle. Rabbi Meir says it is karev. I'm sorry, Rabbi Meir Shita is consistent. It is karev, and therefore it is osa temura, right? Because it's not really a temura. Rabbi Yehuda would say somewhere in the middle. It's karev. And therefore, it's not really Temuras Meiser, but it's Temura. It's considered Temura regarding the halacha of Temura Ose Temura. Well, there's a difference between it's being Hukrav and it's having the power to make another Temura. So you have that Chilik. Each one is totally on something else. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's has the middle status. Rabbi Meir, though, is consistent. Rabbi Meir says, no, it's not Temura, and it's like a clear-cut animal. Next, Kara Lachi Asiri. Balasiri, Asiri. Balachadasar Asiri. What if you called 9, 10, and 11? You called them all Asiri. Ein achadasar mekudesh. So number 9 that you call 10, okay, that has some type of status. That's nechaba mumo. 10 you call 10, that's good. 11 you call 10, it's nothing. It's not kodesh at all. Ein achadasar mekudesh. Why? Zeaklau. Kol shelo nekar shem asiri mimenu. Ein achadasar mekudesh. If the 10th one did not have the label of 10 uprooted from it, if number 10 was called 10 and it's meiser, then it's done. But nothing afterwards has to do with meiser. The only time 11 has any shaychus to the world of meiser is if you messed up with number 10. But if number 10 was called number 10, it was lo ne'akar shem asiri mimenu, then it is, 11 is out of the picture. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, manan zugos, what if you counted them, as we said, in pairs? You counted them in pairs, kinteron, or let's say you counted them by hundreds. Let's say 100, 200, 300, let's say you have in mind to give the 10th 100 to Meiser. Well, you have thousands of sheep. So, Asiri leminyano hu kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan says, the 10th one is kadosh according to the minyan. So what does that mean? What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Leminyano mai. So what did Rabbi Yochanan mean by leminyano? Machlokas. Rav Mari Amar leminyan shelo kadosh. Rabbi Mari says, yeah, you go by his minyan, meaning the 100th pair, or the, you know, the 10th pair, that's kadosh. That's kadosh, that works. Rav Kahana Amar, no, leminya beimos u'kadosh. Rav Kahana says, leminya no means you go by the animals. Meaning, you half the first 10 animals that went out, even though you only counted them as 5, it goes by leminya beimos u'kadosh. The Chazon Ish here has 2 svaras for Rav Mari. Leminyan shelo u'kadosh. You go by his minyan. What exactly does that mean? That he could do it. Yesh lomar, to Rabbi Mari svirale. The lo ekpida Torah rak she kadesh chelik asiri min hatzlaim lemeiser. Maybe the Torah's kveda is that you should only give 1/10. Aval ein kveda im yimne echad yekadesh asiri o yimne shnayim leechad yekadesh shnayim meesrim. B'diavet, really the Torah says to put it out through the gate, but really the point is 10%, and therefore if you want to do it in pairs, that's okay. Or, he gives another pshat, he says, Eef Shalom Arkane, he doesn't want to say that. Dimkin, I didn't know, Saint Debislay, Yantif, Eef Shar, Yutes, Eef Shalom No Shnaim Laechan. Bechuli continues. Ella Nere, the Remeir, Mari Savar. Demona Shnaim Shnaim Hainu, Shemona Beis Minyan and Bebas Achas. What you're really doing here is that you're doing 2 single pairs, 2 single countings at the same time. When you go 1, 2, it's really 1 for this, 1 for this, 2 for this, I'm just doing it together. Vashnayim shumona le'echad haynu sheyesh bohen echad leminyan echad shalasara, vashayni leminyan sheyni shalasara. That's really what you're doing when you count by pairs. Ukisha gomer tes zugos mekade shnayim echad leminyan zev echad leminyan sheyni. You're not doing 1 count of pairs. You're doing 2 counts of singular at the same time. Also yutes, you could do it. Right, that's what we said earlier. And that's what's going on here, according to Ramari. Leminyan shalohu kadosh, you're really doing 2 countings at the same time. Good. Tana, but 1 second. We're going to ask Akasha, Machlokas, Ramari, and Rav Kahana. What did Rav Yochanan mean? So Tana, and Yasu, Shnaim, Ka'achas. Monoson, Shnaim, Shnaim. Our Mishnah said, if 2 go out at once, you count them as 2. Monon echad monosem shnayim shnayim monon echad shiva monon echad. If you counted them as 1, you counted the 2 that went on as 1. Shiva siri mikukolin. Then you messed up. So 1 second. Bishlam alaman damar leminyan shalohu kadosh. I understand leminyan shalohu kadosh. That's why I'm going to understand why you're messed up, because your words had an effect, and now it's mikukol. Mishum hachi have shiva siri mikukolin. That's why we understand that she and asiri are mikukol. Dila asiri. Kakari lechi, ula acharasar asiri. And you see that your words were mashpia to mess up the animals. El alamant amar, the minyan behemos are kadosh. But if everything's automatic anyway, you go by minyan of behemos, so who cares that you messed up in your count? Lechi, chi, kakari le, lasiri, asiri, kakari le. It's keilu, you said the right numbers. So why should asiri and chi be mukulkal, even though you messed up in the counting? 2 went out at once and you only called it 1. But if you go by Laminia Behemos, should it make a difference? Answer, Omer lecha Rebbe Yochanan, ki amina ana hechi di'ichavin lafuke zugos. Rebbe Yochanan would say, no, what did, and Rav Mari's pshat of, and Rav Kahana's pshat of Rabbi Yochanan, Labinya Behemos, Rav Kahana's pshat, what did he mean, when did he say you go by Binya Behemos? That's if he's total, if he is totally counting wrong, then we'll forget totally what he's doing and we'll go by the Binya Behemos. Hecha di chayvin lafuki zugos zugos. But hecha danofek memeil alo, but if you did exactly what you're supposed to do, and then the animals went out by mistake, so then your counting could still be significant. I wasn't talking about Minyan Behemoth in that case. Tashma, let's try again. Tesh kakasha. Mana lamafreya, what if you counted down, not up? The first animal that went out was 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Mana lamafreya, asiri shemenyu nukadosh. So your number one is really number 10, that's my sir. So that's a perfect question. So if you go by Minyan Behemoth, obviously, number 10 went out, number 10. Elamanda Amar Laminyan Shalom Kadosh, Asiri Chad Karilei. But if you go by what you did, then isn't it totally messed up because you count the number 10 as number 1? So how does that work? Why should there be any Kedusha? Amar Rava, Hoel V'Isa B'Minyana Parsa, Tekari Lasar Achad. The Persians count down. The Persians count down, and therefore, that's why it would be Kadosh. That's what the Gemara says, which is, somewhat unusual. First of all, if you look at the Rambam does not quote this reason. The Rambam quotes this halacha in Paraches, halacha Zayin. The Rishash points this out, and the Mari Kirkus. The Rambam says, Minyan lemafreya. Kigon sheyatsa rishon v'yamar asara. V'yatsa sheni v'yamar tisha. At yatsa asir yumana echad. Hareza Kadosh. Why? So what should the Rambam say? Because Persians count this way. No, the Rambam says, Shaha Asiri Me'elav Yiskadesh. Because once you had 9 that went out, then the 10th one is automatically Kadosh. Shaha Asiri Me'elav Yiskadesh. That is the Rambam. If you look at the Mari Kirkus, he quotes, well, that's what Rava said earlier. That's not what the Gemara says here. Unless you say this is kind of building on that. If you say it's automatic, and, you know, it could be that number, like you see that, you know, in the in some countings it goes down. That's why it's good enough. Meaning, sounds like from the Rambam that if without the Asiri Me'elav Niskadesh, you would not say that the Persian count is enough, right? And that relates to a question that maybe we could ask. If you look in the Beis HaOtzar, right, Yosef Engel, you know he has what we have is his encyclopedia of Beis HaOtzar only on the first two letters of the Aleph Beis. So if you look under Beis Tess, he has a whole 4 pages on Butla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. And he goes through, when do we say that, and when do we not say that? Right, when do we not say that? So for example, like Gemara in Shabbos, if somebody carries something on their head on Shabbos, is that called Hotza'a in the normal way, in Yibichayev, or no? It's an unusual way. That's what the Gemara says. The last line of Tzadi Bezim and Aleph. Hamoti Masi Arosho Pater. If you carry a Masi on your head out into Rosh Hazarabim, you're Pater. You're Pater. V'yimtev Zalomar Anshe Hutzalos and Kain. The Anshe Hutzal do this all the time. Right? You know, some, you know, women, you know, Middle Eastern women do this all the time. Put baskets on their head and walk. So, why is that considered shinui? Butla daito eitzel kol adam. No, we don't care about them. Butla daito eitzel kol adam. And Tosfos deals with when do you say this, when do you not say this, and that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel deals with here, and he quotes our case. Right? Why should it make a difference about the Persians? Right? That they count down in that language. So, that could be part of what the Rambam did here. The Rambam doesn't just say, the Rambam says, because it's really Me'elav Niskadesh. And once it's Me'elav Niskadesh, so man, that's what's behind maybe this halacha. I don't think we quoted in the first 59 daf in this Masechta from the Likutei Halachos. Maybe it's Chata'ai, Ani Maskira Yom, you know, with the Chavis Chaim, wrote a Likutei Halachos on all the Masechtas that the Rif didn't write on, Halacha L'maisa. So all the Kachem Masechtas, right? Zachim and the Sota. So here too. He has a whole, he wrote an Ol B'Choros. Well, we haven't really quoted from it, but he wrote a riff. Let's go to Chazar, if somebody wants to just go through the Likutei Halachos. But all the way at the end, on the last page, he says, the impression that you get from our sugya, Meha sugya shaminan, da'af delachadchila, mitzvah limnosan, keseder alabes gimel dalet, ad asara, mikamakam v'dievet, imlomana rako asiri, shemaiser alav. Right, the impression that you get from this minyana parsa, that counting 10 down to 1, is that you're not supposed to do that. Right, that's the impression that you get. You're supposed to go count up, 1 to 10. So he says, l'chadchila, b'di'evid, you just put number 10, you count it as number 10, that's also okay, b'di'evid, but that's what he says here at the end, that it's definitely l'chadchila to count them out. and have it that way. I think we mentioned though when we started this discussion in the Perek, there are not too many mitzvahs that have counting as part of the mitzvos, right? This is one of them. Ma'aser Behemah as part of it. Bidyevin, maybe not, as we said before, just taking 10%. Sviras Omer, obviously, as a mitzvah of counting. Sviras Yovel, in the days of Bezdin, maybe as a mitzvah of counting. Mitzvah of counting. Sviras Zava is not a, is a Vesafra, that's a halacha of counting. That might not be a mitzvah of counting, but the mitzvah is Tara. But either way, this is the halacha. We continue. Karo l'shi asiri v'lasiri chi l'achad asar asiri. What happened if you called all 10? You called all 3 number 10. You called 9, 10, and 11. You all called them all 10. So they're all kadosh. So Tana Rabbanan, how do you know that? Minayin shim karo l'shi asiri v'lasiri chi. And how do you know this case? Number 9 you call 10. 10 you call 9. 11 you call 10. So all of them are kadosh, tamalom, revichol meiser, bakar vetzon, vichol shiavar, dachas ha-shevin, ha-asiri, yiyeh, kodesh, l'rabo says kulan, adds in the Bach. Right? You include all of these. Yochosh animar be af shmini v'shneim asar. What about 8 and 12? 8 and 12? So where is it? No. Amart, ho-abu kadosh, v'ta'usom is kadeshes. We know it is kadosh. Number 10 is kadosh, and the mistakes are also kadosh, mahu enu mekudesh ela b'samach, just like it is only kadosh to what's close to it, meaning itself. It's close to itself. Av ta'uso enim kadesh ela b'samach, so ta'uso enim kadesh b'samach. And that's why only one off. The only expansion is going to be 9 and 11. That's where you have tosefes meiser, that we might call it. Right, just like you can't extend Shabbos till Wednesday, I can't start, Kedusha Shabbos any earlier before Plaga Mincha, and, there's also, I can't have Shabbos once it's the morning, I've daven Shachris, it's not, I can extend Shabbos, there are limits. So here too, the Tosefes Kedushas Meiser, so to speak, has a limit. V'atanya, mahu miyuchad av ta'usu miyuchades. Well, don't we have a brisa that says, just like it is only one animal, so too the ta'us should also only be one animal, how can you have 9 and 11? So Gemara says, you're right, it's a machlokas. That second brisa is like the following shita. Tani, Tana, Kamedi Rabbi Yochanan, Amani Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he, Tetanya, Blazar Rabbi Shimon, Omer, La'olam, Ein, Achadasar Kadosh, Ache Yishtok, B'chi, the Yikra La'asiri, Chi, V'lachadasar Asiri. The 11th is only going to be Kadosh if you did not say anything by the 9th. You called number 10, 9, and number 11, 10. We'll get back to that in a second. Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, and this sheet must hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Toas Meiser Tumura Have. Toas Meiser is Tumura, and therefore, like Rabbi Yehuda said before, and it wouldn't be able to be make another. The Savalak Kavua, Amar Ein Meimir V'Chozer U'Meimir. Good. The Achronim, I saw the Rishis Bikurim discusses, do you have to Dafka be quiet by 9? Why does it, he's used that Lashon. The only time that number 11 is going to have any Kedusha is if you're quiet by 9, number 10 you call 9, and number 11 you call 10. What if you call number 9, 9? Right, that wouldn't work, so he suggested maybe it wouldn't. Because like we said before, once you call 9, 9, then for sure the next one's going to be 10. And then the 11th one is not going to be kadosh anyway. So that could be what the shita says. Kiva chakara shalafan of chi, nisparer mitoch diburosh zeo asiri. V'nechshav shachal lav shem asiri, adi dibura takef. Kishahotzi rosho terem shakaru chi, v'shove no mazik mashakara achar kath chi. It could be that calling 9, 9 has an effect to number 10. What if you had 8 and then 2 went out at the same time? 2 went out. So what do you do? Karan chi, if you call them both 9, asiri v'chulin murav and zebazeh. So you have number 10 and chulin murav, because number 10 is really 10 and you call number 9, 9. So you can't be makar of either of them. Right? Asiri me'elav kadosh, number 10 is automatically. And therefore, and number 9, the chi kakarilei. Karan Asiri, what if number 9 and 10 went out together and you called them both 10? So then Asiri vitashi'i muravan zebazeh. It's also faulty meiser. My time, Asiri kakari lo shavayu. You called them both 10. Yatsu shnayim ba'asiri. Vikaran Asiri, if both of them went out by Asiri. Vikaran Asiri, Asiri v'achadasar muravan zebazeh. If two went out ba'asiri as the 10th, meaning after number 9, the 10 and 11 went out. So then, again, 10 and 11 are mu'urav zebazeh. Karan achadasar. If you call number 10 and 11, 11. Asiri v'chulam mu'urav zebazeh. All the same halachas. Good. Hasulam ali hainuhach. I mean, if you have 10 and 11 mu'urav zebazeh, you can be makr both of them. With the chumras of both, ma'aser and shlamim. right? 9 and 10 together, then you're stuck. 10 and 11, you're not, because 11 can be a shlomim. And then you just be makir of them with the chumers of both. So asu lamali, why is the last case there? Hakamash malan, meaning the last case of, if you called them both 11, then you have 10 and 11 mu'urav, isn't that the same thing as earlier? Hakamash malan to call bas achas travayo kakachi. They could both be kadosh when they come out of bas achas. Even though we said in the Mishnah that if number 10 was labeled number 10, then there can't be anything after that. If number 10 did not have the label of 10, ne'ekar from it. So you called number 10, 10, still the 11th is still kadosh. So Yasser Rav Kahana, v'kamar l'hashmaitza. Yes, amal Rav Asher Rav Kahana, v'alo l'nekar shem asiri emenu. But number 10 was called 10, v'tanan, ze'akla, called banshel l'nekar shem asiri emenu, e'nachad asar kut mekudosh. So how did that work? Answer, hanimili v'ze'achar zeh. That's only if number 10 was labeled number 10, and then you're going to have a number 11, then for sure number 11 is not going to be anything. But if it's basachas, then it can be. Sometimes basachas things can work, even though bezeach harzeh it cannot. Right? That's not like the principle in kiddushin. Kol she'eno bezeach harzeh afil basachas eno. Maybe we'll touch on that by Hashem tomorrow. But that's what the Gemara says up till now. Bezeach harzeh bedik tani la. You're telling me that's the chiddush then of basachas versus bezeach harzeh? So bezeach harzeh we already know from earlier in the Mishnah. Karo lechi asiri v'lasiri asiri. So earlier in the Mishnah, it already said b'zeachar zeh. So the last line of the Mishnah must be included even b'vasachas. It's not going to work. Zakel is bright to say that it works. Lo, maybe not. That last line is not including the basachas case. It's the following: lasuye yotza asiri velo diber. If number 10 went out and he didn't say anything, to halo neakar shem asiri hemenu. Because in that case, right, not only if it's b'zeach harzeh, if you label 10 as 10, is number 11 nothing. Even if you didn't say anything about number 10, number 11 is nothing. Because it went out, number 10 went out, and that was, you were an oker, shame number 10 from it. You don't have to give it number 10, but you can't take away number 10 from it. Dilote mahachi, because if you don't say that this is what the last line of the Mishnah is including, Hadatanya Yotsu Shnayim Basiri Velo Kadam Echad Mehem Eschaveiro. If two went out as number 10, and neither went earlier than its friend, V'karan Asiri, called both of them 10, Asiri V'acharas Amroven Zebazeh. Meaning of a Befer's Brisa that says it. V'alo Lonekar Shem Asiri Himenu. What do you mean? Number 10 was called number 10. Ela Mishum Damrino, Kob Basachas, Shaveo Kakanshi. You have a Brisa that says Basachas works. So you don't say that, oh, number 11 is not going to be Kadosh if it's Basachas. It says a Beferish. That's what you have to have the Mishnah about another ukimta. Let's stop with imishem ha. Right, imishem ha. Right, we're in the middle, but it continues for a couple of more lines. And tomorrow we'll have the Amud Aleph. So we'll start with imishem ha, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, and Be'ez Hashem we will finish up. Okay, we'll stop here.